The Islamic Revolution leader says clerics need to bond with the youth more to foil enemy plots. Tehran says economic reforms need a united and not divided Iran. And Iran says a Russia in the hands of the US does not do Moscow good. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful. Hello, this is World News on Jamia Jam Network. Islamic revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the Friday prayers rituals enjoys a highly significant status in social, religious, political and international arenas. Addressing Friday prayer leaders, the leader said clerics need to be aware of ongoing realities in the society, keep vigilance against enemy plots and maintain close bonds with the younger generation. Ayatollah Khamenei further said Iran has stood up to acquisitive approaches of the U.S. and bravely cries out in support of all Muslim nations, especially the oppressed Palestinians. The leader then said resistance against the enemy is the very expectation of Islam and the Holy Quran. Iran's parliament speaker says the nation is in dire need of unity. Ali Larijani said in parliament that according to the recent remarks by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, today we need to remain united more than ever to amend the economic structure. The top MP then called as surprising hasty comments by the U.S. president in response to his Iranian counterpart. Larijani went on to say that the Iranian people join hands to unfold U.S. plots against Tehran's nuclear issue and American adventurism in the region. Iran's president says the potential and capabilities of Tehran and Beijing show the two sides can bolster cooperation at the highest level. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in a meeting with a member of Chinese ruling Central Committee, Li Changchun, added, "There is no limit for increasing the volume of trade between the two sides." Ahmadinejad also said Iran's peaceful nuclear activity is a cynical political pretext for the U.S. to show its enmity towards the Iranian nation. Li in turn said China fully supports Iran's right to peaceful nuclear program and wants the dispute to be resolved diplomatically. Earlier in the day, Industries and Mines Minister Ali Akbar Mehrabian told the top Chinese official that Iran holds the world's largest energy reserves. Mehrabian said Iran has large untapped potential in its energy and minerals sector and can attract more foreign investment. Tehran says Moscow will not earn its national interest by playing the U.S. game. Addressing reporters, Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast criticized Russia for cancelling an arms deal under which it vowed to deliver the S-300 missile defense system to Iran. Mehmanparast added Iran is pursuing the swap deal with the Vienna Group, expressing Iran's readiness to exchange nuclear fuel based on the Tehran declaration. He also said, "We are discussing the time and place for such talks." Mehmanparast further said Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, is following the issue to conduct a meeting with EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton. He insisted that future nuclear talks with world powers would be aimed at acknowledging Iran's right to a civilian nuclear program. You're watching Jamia Jam Network. The northwestern city of Mahabad celebrated the punishment of those behind a Wednesday terrorist attack in the city, thanking the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps for killing its ringleaders. The jubilant people took to the streets, distributing sweets and flowers for the occasion. Carrying Iran's flags, they gathered outside the IRGC headquarters in Mahabad to appreciate its swift dismantling of the terror group. At least 11 people were killed and 80 others were injured after a bomb went off in a crowded street in the city. The victims, mostly women and children, were watching a military parade conducted by the IRGC. One of the five U.S. soldiers charged with premeditated murder says they killed Afghan civilians for fun under the influence of drugs.
Corporal Jeremy Murlock said he was involved in the killing of three Afghan civilians. He said their unit leader pinpointed unarmed Afghans and ordered his men to kill them. He and four others faced charges of opening fire on civilians in southern Afghan province of Kandahar and using drugs while on service.
How long did the drug use continue?
The smoking hashish.
Hashish, yeah.
Probably up until about a week and a half ago.
All the way from the beginning of the plan until now?
Yes.
Productively? Was it consistently or what?
Bad days, stressful days, days that we just needed to escape.
Seven others from the same unit faced the court for dismissal.